The CEO of Sony Pictures says his company was hit by, quote, the worst cyber attack in U.S. history. And you can see where he's coming from. An entire feature film got canned, at least for now, and corporate networks were so damaged, Sony workers had to revert to using fax machines to communicate. That said, the worst is a pretty big claim. NPR's Aarti Shahani takes a closer look.
A lot of people feel for Sony Pictures and CEO Michael Lynton in particular. No one wants their inbox flung all over the internet for the world to see, and many say the Sony hack is by far the most embarrassing hack. But the worst?
Clearly, this is the first time a movie has been prevented from being released. But in raw numbers, you know, the Slammer virus infected 75,000 computers, you know, almost instantly. Code Red affected almost 500,000 computers, and Configure, you know, infected millions of computers.
That's Ron Gula with Tenable Network Security, and he's listing off attacks that are large scale, like against the entire operating system Windows. He is not alone in this assessment. Here's Steve Sin with the University of Maryland.
Yes, some files were stolen, some files were leaked and destroyed and things like that. But if you look at things like JP Morgan, a lot more files were actually stolen that contain the personal data of normal people like you and me.
And here's Robert Rodriguez with CINET, an industry association that brings together government and private sector security experts.
It's hard to say if it's the worst attack because we don't know what some things have happened in terms of attacks on our critical infrastructure.
And by critical infrastructure, Rodriguez is referring to things like dams and electricity grids. These attacks go largely unreported to the public. There are 16 categories of critical infrastructure.
But media doesn't fall under that.
Rank it as you will, the Sony hack is clearly getting insiders to think about how to slice and dice and size up the damage. The president has called the Sony hack an act of cyber vandalism. Rodriguez thinks that's too soft. It was far worse than a bad graffiti job. But he would not call it an act of war, as some politicians have. He introduces a new term.
In terms of known attacks, I would call it transformational.
What we call it and who the perpetrators are, these have real-life financial implications. Like many major companies, Sony has insurance to cover damages in the case of cyber attack. While the terms of each contract are different, insurance expert Mary Beth Borgwing with Advisen Limited says if North Korea really did do it, the insurance probably won't kick in.
It depends on how you manuscripted the policy with the underwriters, with the insurance company. I would say that an act of war would be something that most likely, in high probability, would not be covered.
But if North Korea is the perpetrator, there could be a financial upside for Sony. If and when the victims of the Sony hack sue in court, the CEO can use national security as a defense or turn to the government for help with damages. Aarti Shahani, NPR News.